Hi, Tanya. This is a strange question for you. My dad's had two ischemic strokes. He was released to my care at my home. He is not happy living with me, and he wants to go live in a care facility. Now, he's got to be fully assessed. He does want to live in the residential village, but I'm not sure he's capable of looking after himself enough to live there. What is the wait period after you've been assessed by an OT and all the rest of it? Not a problem. I'm just getting ideas because I've got to apply for the carer's pension at some point. I haven't bothered till now to think about it, but if it's going to be up to 18 months because you've got to wait for spaces and all the rest of it. And he was told about Coolabah, but yeah. And little dogs, yes, no. No, they can visit with special approval. Dogs visit only. Interesting. Just for sheer fact, he can't look after his own dog. And I said, with him. Huh? Can't look after his own little dog. So I know that for a fact because he forgets to feed it, he overfeeds it, and yeah. Righto, so visits only up to 18 months. If it was a quick thing, how is that possible? Okay. Righto. Well, I'm assuming that's what's happening in the background. Yeah, no, that'll all be organised shortly because he's being swapped over to some other group. He was with the risk group, and they're organising me to get in contact with somebody else. So, yeah, but I'm just wondering how long things take to work out and stuff. And I've got to be his guardian, apparently, and a few other bits and bobs. No, I have to be, because he's displayed a few strange behaviours that got them going, oh, my sweet Jesus, no, no, no. Okay, then, well, thank you very much. I have conversation with my husband when he wakes up from night shift. Thank you. Bye.